This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line here on WILO and Boone 102.7. We want to thank our Party Line sponsors on the radio, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Boone, Carroll, and Clinton County Daily News, your free local online newspapers. The Hoosierland TV sponsors, brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation, serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Stores, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. We want to thank them for sponsoring the live televised broadcast. The number, of course, 765-659-3338. You can always call in with questions for our guest or with comments on anything that you want to talk about. Really quickly, Clinton County Central Dispatch put this out. Centerpoint will have County Road 700 West closed from State Road 28 to Newcastle Road until further notice. The road closure has been extended due to the weather. Because of all the rain, they're not able to do a lot of the work that they need to get done, so it's not safe. They just want to keep you guys out of the way and keep you safe as well as their workers. So please just avoid that area. We'll let you know just as soon as it is opened back up. If you're thinking that we might see some sunshine, probably not. I don't think we're going to see it today. We might see a little bit of it tomorrow. Today, a chance of lingering pop-ups like we had yesterday, cloudy, 66 for the high, so it's going to be a little cooler today. Tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 48. Thursday, maybe some sunshine and a high of 68. So let's hope for that. Congratulations to Dustin Cox, who won the Indy 500 tickets this morning. So, Dustin, I'm just going to tell you, take a raincoat just in case you might need it. It's not looking good right now. In-house. Excited for this guest with me right now is Brady Martin from Nickel and Rye Pub and Eatery. And we are so excited to have you and have you in our community. Welcome to Party Line.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We're glad to be here.
So let's talk.
All right.
We're going to talk food. We're going to talk restaurant. We were talking off air. Social media is blowing up because so everybody is so excited. They've seen you working downtown on the square, and social media is just blowing up. They are so excited for a restaurant, a real sit-down restaurant that's going to, judging by what you guys are working on, going to have a large variety of menu items as well. So tell us about Nickel and Rye. How did you come up with the name, the concept? Why Frankfort?
Yeah, so Nickel and Rye, it's been a labor of love actually in the making for about 4 or 5 years. I've always had this concept in the back of my head. Nickel and Rye, the concept itself was built for Frankfort. Nickel being the Nickel Plate Railroad, so we'd like to draw our name a little bit from there. And then rye, obviously, just from the agricultural history of Indiana, and then obviously whiskey. I mean, everybody likes a good glass of whiskey after work, so why not include that in the name? The why for Frankfort is I'm a Frankfort native. I was born and raised in Clinton County. I moved when I was around 10. I've lived in West Lafayette ever since I actually just moved back to Frankfort into my family home. But, you know, I have always seen the need for the revitalization of downtown Frankfort. I can remember being a very young kid and, you know, we'd come downtown to hang out. That was the spot. And, it, you know, every town goes through its phases, but I think Frankfort's back on its game and we're heading in the right direction now.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm a Clinton County native, born and raised here. And yeah, come to Frankfort downtown, that was the place to be, even when I was growing up. And I'm quite a bit older than you. So let's... You wanted to bring a restaurant, and opening a restaurant is nerve-wracking. I mean,
yes,
it has to be, because you have to have not only your front end covered, but you also have to have, in order to have a good front end, you got to have a good back end.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it, you know, especially with a space as unique as we picked, you know. I'm sure everybody's familiar with Johnny V's, and, you know, other restaurants have come and gone and trying to do something there. So we're really trying to make the space our own. There's been a lot of, I call it remodeling. You know, we put in fresh coat of paint on the walls, redoing some of the floors, wanting to make it our own. We've been working with, little shout out to Freckles Graphics. We've been working with them really hard on bringing Frankfort to life on the walls, which I think people are really going to like. But yeah, no, it can be very nerve-wracking. You know, there's everything from setting up payroll systems to vendors. You've got the actual remodel of the building, the hiring of staff, meeting with local and state officials to make sure that you've got all your ducks in a row. So there is a lot that goes on to it. But for me, it's a labor of love. It's what I do for a living. It's what I enjoy. But I am very excited for June 1st. As I tell everybody, we are still on track for opening day. I am the type that if I set a date, I'm going to make it. And, you know, it's one of those things that as long as you persevere through, and if you've been in the industry as long as I have, there's no hurdle you haven't jumped over already.
What's so far, and I know I've been following the Facebook page ever since you started it, but what's been probably the most challenging thing that you've had to deal with so far? And then also, what's the most exciting thing that you've seen? I mean, you're still a couple of weeks out, so, I mean, what are you seeing?
So the most challenging thing we've had to deal with so far is just working in an old building. I've mentioned before, and whether people know it or not, I also own 1830 Chop House in downtown Lebanon, and so I'm very, very familiar with these old buildings. Chop House's building was built in 1872. The building that we're in was built in 1880, fun fact for people that didn't know that. So these older buildings, they come with a lot of surprises. You know, if you've been around that long, you're bound to break down once in a while. So, you know, there's just been challenges with, you know, electrical wiring and making the restaurant actually work. Because that's one of the bigger things that I think people don't realize is, especially in a space that big, because you've got the restaurant side, you've got the bar side, you've got the upstairs. You've got to be able to make sure that your menu that you're putting out is able to be served out of that kitchen. I can draw up any menu I want all day long. Can I serve it is another thing. But, you know, so that's probably been one of the more challenging things. The thing I think that's been most exciting is just the overall reaction from the community. You know, the moment we started our Facebook page, it was Mother's Day weekend. I really didn't post anything. I created it, turned it on, went away. And then somebody made a post, and I'm so sorry I don't remember your name, but somebody made a post Mother's Day morning and said, Frankfort needs a good sit-down restaurant. And my wife was, we were driving back from French Lake, and my wife was in the passenger seat, and she made a comment on it. And she said, oh, did somebody tell you, and ... or something along those lines. And it took off.
Yeah.
It was its own little fire from there. We went from 36 followers, which most of those were my family and friends that I just told, hey, go follow this, to about 1,200 followers in less than 48 hours.
Yeah, when you created the page, it was like, the ultimate teaser. I mean, it really was, because it was just Nickel and Rye.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's sitting here thinking, okay, Nickel, they can kind of associate that with Frankfort.
Yep.
But the rye was throwing everybody off. Are we talking rye bread like a bakery? Are we talking rye, like you said, whiskey, you know, and a pub or what? And yeah, I was one of those Mother's Day people that clicked and followed. But yeah, you're right. It was nuts.
Well, it's also been really fun. The amount of people that, well, not even just from the Facebook post, but the amount of people that have tried to walk in the doors already is honestly, it's really nice to see. You know, it's strange to me. I guess I never realized it, of how many people that we actually do drag off of I-65. I've probably had about 10 or 20 people come looking for Johnny V's because they're old. You can still find them online if you dig hard enough.
Sure.
And then just the amount of people that, you know, have seen us on Facebook and just want to knock down the doors already and have us be open.
Well, and I think a lot of the, some of the curiosity is one, you know, going to be the actual restaurant itself, the food, the menu and everything. We'll get to that here in a minute. But I also think a lot of the enduring part of it is the fact that they love the idea that you are paying homage to the history of Frankfort. And that you're keeping a lot of that alive, and the fact that you're renovating a downtown space that a lot of people just write off.
Yeah, I mean, downtowns are, you know, they're difficult. They, at least they can be. You know, luckily we're in a town that has a Main Street initiative, Frankfort Main Street, and Kim does a wonderful job. You know, that was the same thing with downtown Lebanon. Missy Krulik up there. She does a wonderful job as well, and you know, you need people that take pride in the downtown, because it will not revitalize itself on its own. You know, there's an old saying that, you know, big box stores killed downtown America. I don't believe in that. I mean, I think it did for a while, but I think that we as a community can bring it back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a choice we all have to make. So, you know, I'm really excited about being downtown, and I do think that the buzz is growing because we're like, we're right on the square. We're there where everybody can see us. And you know, I will say, just a little teaser for everybody. I was extremely shocked at our open interviews. You know, I've done these for years. And I think the most I've ever had an open interview session was about 15 or 20 people. We had 70 people show up for our second round of open interviews. I was blown away. To say I ran out of applications is an understatement.
That's amazing. But that's fantastic, too. That means the excitement of it has also been generated in just the population as far as the workforce.
Yes. I mean, and, you know, that I will say that was probably my biggest concern coming to Frankfort was the workforce because, you know, it's competitive. We've got a lot of nice factories here. We've got, you know, some already great downtown businesses and just locally owned businesses in general. So I thought it was going to be a competitive market. And but you know what? Frankfort showed out. I think everybody wants this restaurant to be successful. And, you know, like you said, we're trying to really pay homage to the history of Frankfort. And that was my biggest thing from the beginning. I can't even tell you how many hours I've spent in that library now. I know more about Frankfort than I ever thought I would, to be honest with you. There are some weird things out there about Frankfort back in the day. But, you know, I think the walls will really tell a story. I've gotten permission from a lot of local business owners now, current and past, and some of them are going to be featured in the building as well.
That's cool. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the renovations and what people can expect for inside the amenities of the restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, I won't give too much away because I want to keep that excitement.
Sure.
But you know, one of the bigger parts that I'm most proud of is the wall inside the restaurant side of the building. It'll still be a bar and grill, so there'll be the restaurant side and the bar side. But the wall on the restaurant side, literally from the very front of the wall to the very back, which I think that's about a 20-foot wall. I could be somewhere wrong.
Yeah.
It literally from start to finish is nothing but Frankfort businesses, maps of downtown Frankfort, what it originally was supposed to look like, which if anybody didn't know, it was actually laid out and designed at one point, and then they never used that design.
Somehow it doesn't surprise me.
But, but you know, I'm a big fan of Glover's ice cream myself. Always have been, but I also love the guys that are running it today. I think they're doing a great job. We've got them posted up on the wall. We've got Newell's on the wall. So just a lot of like local businesses have been in our town for years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if most people know it, but I think Newell's is coming up on 100 or not 100, but like
they got to be getting close though.
Yeah. I mean, I know they're a very long running family business.
Right. Yeah. And several generations. Yeah.
And same with Glover's. I mean, they just celebrated their 100th year. And then there's some businesses that have come and gone that we're paying homage to as well. you know, that map alone, I think I've got personally 20, 30 hours into just wow. designing it. You know, like I said, we're working with a great team helping us bring that to life. So I'm going to be really proud of that one. There's some other ones that are going to be throughout the building as well. So I'm really excited about that. The only thing that's I'm nervous about, I should say, is our sign won't be here in time. So I'm a little depressed about that. But it will be here, I believe, I think they told me June 8th. So 7 days after opening, which isn't bad.
That's not bad.
So yeah. I promise the new name is coming. The new banner is coming. We're getting all that there, but just got to wait. We got to be patient on some things.
Well, Freckles can fix you up with a banner just to get you by.
I know. That's what I told him. Gio, you're listening.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so tell us about the pub side. I know you've been doing renovations on that side too.
Yeah, so we have been doing a lot. You know, I partnered with a local painter here in town who... I don't even want to know how many hours they have into it at this point, but they're doing a great job getting that all cleaned up and painted for us. Like I said, there's going to be some murals on that side for some excitement there. David Little, actually, you know, a local attorney here in town, is kind enough, and he is a huge railroad buff, if nobody knew, a huge railroad buff. And he was very kind enough to let us use some of his artifacts. So there's going to be a lot of actual railroad artifacts within the walls.
That's neat.
You know, on the pub side, when we first opened, we're planning to be open Sunday through Thursday until 1 a.m. and then Friday and Saturday until 3. We're going to kind of test that out. The full menu will be available up until midnight, I believe.
Don't quote wow.
me on that exactly, but I believe it's midnight. Kitchen people that are designing that are probably screaming right now.
I was gonna say that's kind of rare to have that much available that late. So yeah.
So I know after a certain time it will go down to just an appetizer menu, but there's plenty of stuff for people to grab on there. It's gonna be a wide variety of menu. Starting out, it's gonna be a little bit smaller than what it'll be once, I would say around September. But we're still opening up. We've got about 35 plus items, so it's still a decent size menu. I think there's something for everybody. But yeah, no, I mean that bar side is what I fell in love with. That is what drew me.
It is beautiful.
It is what drew me to this building, and so I've really tried to pay homage to it, but also, you know, make it our own space. So I'm excited for that.
Am I crazy? Did I see dartboard and billiard table?
Yes, so we are partnering with a local company. A man by the name of Richard owns that company, and he is hooking us up with some brand new dartboards. I think we'll have in total about 5 dartboards.
Wow.
And 2 pool tables. So we'll have a full gaming area upstairs. And
well, that's what I was going to say. You're going to have to put that all upstairs because there's nowhere else. So yeah. You've renovated the upstairs as well.
Yeah, so the entirety of the restaurant has been renovated. From top to bottom. The only part that won't be open right as we open the doors is our back event center. We've got some really cool things in store for that. But as much as my brain wants to do it, my general contractors is telling us we've got to slow down a little bit. And that's the other thing. We're trying to use a lot of just Frankfurt businesses. We want to make sure that right when we come into this community, we're paying back already. That's our biggest thing. So, you know, we've got general contractors from Frankfurt, painters. Pretty much any service we can get from Frankfurt, we have. You know, Freckles I have been using for a very long time, and they're right in Lafayette, so it just felt natural to use them. But a majority of our people have been right here in Frankfurt. We've got an awesome upholstery guy who's redoing all of our booths and everything for us, so I'm really excited.
Let's talk menu.
Everybody wants to talk menu. What do you want to know?
Well, just a general offering of you know, what people can expect when they come in to order. I mean, is it just going to be burgers and fries, or are you going to have, I mean, give us a scope of the variety.
Okay. So, you know, I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Yeah, I know you're finalizing all this stuff.
It hit the printers yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So your chef has everything ready to go.
We're going to start training on the menu in our other kitchen this weekend, actually. So we're trying to make sure that we hit the ground running. But, you know, it is pub style. So, I mean, you can expect onion rings. You can expect some pretzels. But we've got about 7 different appetizer items. We've got burgers on the menu. the there's a surprise for the little family, so they'll have to make sure that they're opening day, because we've got something kind of paying tribute to them. And there is a funny story that you'll have to ask the bartender about how this burger came to be and why it's named after them. It has to do with driving over 30 minutes to Lafayette almost every week for a love of burgers. So.
Oh, wow.
But we've got wraps on the menus. I have always wondered why there's no place in Frankfort to get a good hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, what are the Frankfort hot dogs? What's going on here?
So, I get that.
So we've got hot dogs on the menu. We've got some sandwiches and paninis. But we're also a dinner place. So, you know, we've got a catfish dinner that I'm really excited for. We've got a hand-battered recipe that we've created just for this concept.
Oh, that's Indiana all the way.
Yep. And, you know, we've got a few steak options. Like I said, you know, this isn't going to be our full menu. This is just our launch menu. So I think it's something to get everybody excited for. And then obviously we cannot have a restaurant in Frankfort without putting some Glover's ice cream on the menu. So we've got some sweet treats for you as well. So you'll just have to come in on opening day.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. I mean, I know I'm looking forward. My husband's looking forward. Every time we drive by, when's it opening? let's talk about that. Hit that target date.
Yeah, so we are still planning on a June 1st opening date. The reservations tab, you won't always need reservations, but it's just nice to have them sometimes so we can expect you. The reservations tab will open up hopefully this Friday. So you can go in and you can make reservations for opening day too.
I was going to say, I can see that. There's probably going to be a necessity for you guys.
It seems like at least that first week there's going to be a need for it. Heck, if we have reservations every week, I won't be upset.
Oh, no.
But yes, June 1st is our set opening date. We will open right at 11 a.m., but we will have a grand ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to be partners with them. I don't know the exact time on that one, so just make sure you're following the Facebook there.
Well, and I know Cindy's planning on being out there. I may just tail along with her.
There's a good excuse to work to that.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. We can make it happen. We'll make it a group effort. but Cindy's planning on being there to broadcast. I believe you guys were talking like 4 to 6.
Yeah, we'll have you guys there live all, from 4 to 6. So I'm really excited about that, too.
Yeah, we'll have a good time. I'll make sure the music's good.
We'll make sure the food doesn't stop.
Okay. That works for me. I'm a foodie anyway. Anything else that you really want to let people know?
You know, we're just excited to be a part of the community. I think that the biggest thing that's going to make this restaurant successful, I don't think it's going to be the food. I don't think it's going to be the service. I don't think it's going to be the building. I think it's going to be the community involvement. You know, we're really looking to give back. But I think at the same time, you know, Frankfort's got to want it. I've like I said, I've been a Frankfort native myself, and I've seen many of things come and go, and I think Frankfort wants it just from the Facebook and seeing everything. But I think it's just going to be our community involvement, us giving back, and just overall how the community responds to us.
Well, I know everybody around here is excited for it. I will be honest. In my day, I have been able to stay that 3 a.m. in the weekend, but I don't know if I can do that anymore. But just the idea of having, I love the one, you've got the family side, you got the restaurant side and everything, but then you've got the homage to the old style pub on the other side, and just a good community friendly hang.
Yep.
And that's with all the food that, I mean, you would expect.
I mean, I'll kind of leave it at this. You know, on our website, it says this for a reason, but we are creating a table for the community. That is the overall, I guess you could say, the foundation of the company. But our goal is to create a place where everybody can come and break bread, share a story, make a memory, and have a laugh. I mean, that's what I want to do here in Frankfort.
Well, we appreciate it. We look forward to it coming in. We thank you for coming back and you know, coming back to Frankfort and embracing it until June 1st, where people have to wait and they can't do anything until June 1st to enjoy it here in Clinton County. Give your Chop House a good plug in Boone County, because that is an excellent place to eat as well.
Yeah, so we're a fine dining steakhouse in Lebanon, Indiana. We're right on the square there as well. 111 West Main Street. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and Friday and Saturday till 10. So you will have to come check us out. Don't worry, there's no dress code. You don't have to dress up all fancy. I don't like dressing up fancy either. Come as you are and come try us out.
All right. Well, Brady, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to speaking with you again. And take it all in, folks. You're going to have, you got the Chop House down in Boone County right now that you can go and you can visit right now and call and make those reservations if you need to, but get down there and enjoy that. But we are looking forward to June 1st, opening day for Nickel and Rye Pub and Eatery right here in Frankfort, downtown Frankfort on the square.